Light filtered into Danny's bedroom after the whir of her automated blinds jostled her from a fitful night of sleep. Squinting at the new scene under the manufactured sunshine, Danny grumbled to herself as she tossed the covers away from her thin legs. When she'd programmed the mountains into the hollow image behind her automatic window shades, she'd believed the beautiful scenery would lift her spirits as she started each new day. Living in a subterranean domicile had depressed most of the agents before Rhonda had helped her install scenic holograms unique to each of her sister agents' tastes. Before Tony, her sister's fiancé and resident genius, came to live within the compound, Danny had thought she was only the clever young woman who made living underground tolerable with her holograms. Tony had challenged her and had made her believe her contributions to the organization were every bit as valuable as Tony's. Glancing down at her arm and the wide bandage, she remembered why she no longer felt that same sense of purpose. She'd have a scar as a permanent reminder. The phrase, "You're just a character in a book," reverberated in her head. Unless nightmares accompanied real-life injuries, the hidden gash on her arm was proof that the past few days were not a dream. Imara, a book witch, had transported Danny to another reality for the sole purpose of helping Jay, another witch, learn a few lessons in love. Unfortunately, a nasty warlock had interjected himself into the mix and targeted not only Imara and Jay, but all the women in the organization. This forced the two groups to work together and allow good to prevail. Imara had insisted that Danny and all her sister operatives were figments of an odd writer's imagination. She'd shown Danny proof of the books written about herself, Char, and the others, including their very intense battles with the Russian mob. Jay hadn't been so sure the stories were complete, citing a few facts Danny shared about herself that were never in any of the books. She convinced Danny to go after Candy as a love interest. Jay had insisted her story was as yet unwritten and that not everything would find itself between the pages of a lesbian romance novel. Danny could be the master of her own fate and didn't have to leave everything to the discretion of some kooky author. But Danny wasn't 100% convinced. At least Imara had dumped her back into this make-believe world several weeks after taking down Leonid, the Russian mob boss, and his nasty little brother Alexei. She could rest and try to make sense of everything while there was a lull in emergent missions. And it was business as usual. Danny had often wondered when their luck would run out. Surely they would move the assets of one too many connected players and bring unwanted attention to the organization. It was only a matter of time before they pissed off a worthy opponent. Wait, what was she thinking? This was all a clever story. No one was coming after the organization unless that eccentric author wanted them to. Or was her world the reality and Amara's world make-believe? It was all so confusing. Danny's sense of uselessness clung to her and created a shroud of depression. What was the point of walking to the lab to help Tony with her latest invention? Or why should she start on that new exciting project she'd been itching to tell Tony about if everything was a figment of some author's demented imagination?